is there a different penalties for driving under the influence of drugs versus under the influence of alcohol? Is one worse than the other?
So
otherwise,
yes and no. A lot of my clients who get charged with driving under the influence of drug intoxication, the criminal side is treated very similarly. You know, if you don't get in an awful car accident, harm anybody, and this is your first time, you can usually keep a conviction off your record without an issue. But when you're driving under the influence of alcohol, they're more likely going to issue a license suspension that you'll have to defend. My clients that have been charged with marijuana-related DUI or pill-related DUI, those individuals, they have to deal with the criminal side. Oftentimes, we can manage a good result, but they don't usually suffer a suspension of their license or have to even defend themselves to the Department of Revenue. So usually the alcohol is what can get you double tapped with the license suspension and the criminal case.
As part of this, when you work out a deal or you work out a plea deal, is that what you mean in terms of trying to avoid a conviction? You do some type of a plea where they have some consequence, but not a conviction for that offense consequence?
That's correct. I mean, my clients always ask me, am I a felon or do I have a felony? In Missouri and Illinois, it's not that simple. In Missouri, there's SIS and there's SES.